The Good, the Bad and the Ugly
with Terence Pillay.
Terence, I'm so glad you're touching on this topic today because it seems now, it used to happen, you know, you'd hear about it in the news maybe once a year, once every 2-3 years. It's happening every week now. You're hearing about a child who is being sexually assaulted, raped, and children 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old by their parents, by their step-parents, by their uncles, by their family. And it's an epidemic.
It's reached epidemic proportions, of course. You know, Darren, I tell you what, you know, when I first started working in television in 1992, I worked on a show called Essence. And the first story I ever did for Essence was a 54-minute documentary on child abuse in Durban. And during the making of that docu, I began questioning whether I actually had the stomach for this kind of work.
Absolutely.
You know, I was all of 22 years old and interviewing pedophiles, people who had physically abused their children. The children themselves, among a slew of other role players, and the stories were chilling and harrowing, and I was very disturbed by it many years later, and I promised myself that I would continue to shine a light on the scourge through my work. And since then I've done a number of stories on child abuse across the broadcast spectrum, but what's happening now is so disturbing. And I stuck it out, and 26 years later, I find myself at the center of yet another investigation into child abuse in Durban.
How do you feel? I mean, because now you cast your mind back 26 years ago. The instances now, has anything changed from then? Has it gotten worse?
It has gotten completely worse. It's so frequent. Did you know that we in KZN are number 2 in the country in terms of cases of child abuse? The Phoenix Verulam Inanda cluster sees 150 cases a month. Of that, a third of it are kids that have been abused.
It is insane.
You would remember the shocking 2-minute video that emerged showing a Phoenix mother repeatedly kicking and hitting her child while a boyfriend filmed it giving instructions.
It was very hard to watch.
With his cell phone. The video outraged the community, who demanded action from the police, or they were going to take matters into their own hands.
And we're in news, and it's our responsibility to witness the stuff and then relay or communicate it to the people. And I still to date have not been able to finish watching that video.
No,
100%.
You've got a kid, right?
No, no.
I've got nieces, and I think it's all the more difficult to watch something like that when you have that kind of personal reference. The mother in the video went into hiding, by the way, after she was arrested and given bail. Her boyfriend asked for his bail to be revoked after a community who were tired of the lack of action.
In this instance, it's the one time I kind of back the mob justice on this instance when it comes to the rape of children. And if justice isn't severe and swift, I cannot blame the community for taking it into their own hands.
100%. You know, the fact is, as difficult as this for me to say, but that incident was just one in an anthology of hundreds of others like it in this area. So Alvin Bridgewell is the head of Voice, which is the Victim Outreach Center in Phoenix. And he says, like I said, his organization sees up to 150 cases of abuse a month. A chat with Alvin usually yields stories like the time he had to identify the remains of a young child who had been killed by a grandfather because this old man was having a problem with his wife, the child's grandmother. The child began crying and the old man lost his cool, broke the child's hand to stop him from crying, and then killed the child and buried him in a shallow grave. The child's body was so badly decomposed that he could only be identified by a birthmark on his hand. Then there was the case of the 12-year-old girl who arrived at school with terrible bruises. Alvin and his team were called in and interviewed the child and found that her father had been sticking office pins into her all over her body because she didn't finish the housework in time. I mean, this child is 12 years old, and she's the child's mother, they discovered, was also being abused by this horrible man. And then there was a case of the man who was arrested for beating up his wife and children. When they arrived at the house, his 10-year-old son started hurling vulgar abuse at the police and these workers. He had to be restrained. And then the police found a stash of pornography above the man's bed, which he admitted to watching with his 10-year-old child.
Come on, man.
Coming up, I'm going to tell you a couple more stories, and I'm going to tell you what we're doing about it.
And I know it's uncomfortable, but this is the risk that we take because it's so unnerving and because it is so unsavory. We tend to brush it under the rug and sort of like, well, maybe somebody somewhere is doing something about it, but they're not. And the problem is getting worse and it needs to be addressed. And you have a plan, Terrence.
Yep, I do. Right.
More with Terrence Pillay when we come back.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
With Terrence Pillay.
Listen, it's not your imagination. A lot of people have said to me, hang on a second, is East Coast Radio News focusing specifically on rapes of children recently? And I'm like, no, this is the news. And the new incidents are happening all the time. And it's news. It's shocking. It's sad. It's a sad state of affairs that we're in, that the statistics and the numbers are so as bad as they are right now.
You know, I think that's the bottom line. It's so shocking. This man who raped his 10-year-old stepdaughter that Natara spoke about this morning as well.
And it started when he was separated from the wife, so she was only 5.
Yes, 100%. But what goes through the mind of an adult to make them want to do something like it? You know, perhaps the most disturbing story for me was a man who sexually abused his nieces aged 7 and 8. The girl's mother had taken this man, who was her brother, in because he had lost his job or something like that. And he shared a bed with his 2 nieces. And what he would do is he would rape the 7-year-old while the 8-year-old stood guard. And then he would swap them around and rape the 8-year-old while the 7-year-old stood guard. It is absolutely shocking. So here's what we're doing. These cases are all heartbreaking. They beg the question, what has happened to the pillars of protection that are meant to safeguard our children from this kind of abuse? So from Monday, the 18th of June, I am bringing you a special report on the scourge of child abuse in the Phoenix, Inanda and Verulam cluster. So every day, the entire week, we've got a story. We tune in at 8:40 from Monday. I chat to role players in an attempt to find out why the system is failing these children. But remember that mother in the video beating a child while her boyfriend filmed it?
Yeah.
And she went into hiding? Well, I found that mother and I speak to her as well. And so
it must have been a really hard interview.
It was difficult for me, yes. But I bring you those stories from Monday, the 18th of June. The mother has not been interviewed before, by the way, so that's exclusive to us. Take a listen to this.
Coming up on East Coast Breakfast.
Child abuse in the Phoenix, Verulam and Inanda cluster is at an all-time high. And the problem was highlighted after a shocking 2-minute video emerged recently showing a Phoenix mother repeatedly kicking and hitting her daughter while her boyfriend filmed it and gave instructions.
I had no choice but to hit her. I don't know what else to do because I know if I don't hit her, what he's going to wake up and do.
In a series of special reports, I look at the problem of child abuse in this part of KZN and speak to the relevant players in an effort to find out why these numbers are so alarmingly high.
At 1 month, we opened about 37 cases. KZN is on the top 3 in the country.
Tune in to East Coast Breakfast every morning at 8:40 from Monday, the 18th of June. It's an investigation that every parent needs to hear.
And those stats have changed as well. KZN is number 2 in the country. All right, 8:40, yes. Monday.
8:40 Monday, and then everything will be online as well. So if you miss the broadcast at 8:40 from Monday, it'll be every day. They will live online as well.
It's a horrible and ugly conversation, unfortunately, but it has to be had.
It's a conversation that needs to be had.
All right.
100%.
Thank you, Terrence.
Thanks, Darren.